Thank you, Dongguan.
I start recording now.
Yeah, thank you. And I will carry on. So what we are going to do in today's session is to review the developments, applications, and evolutions of intent-based network in ONAP, which is viewed as a promising technology to support the smart applications of next-generation networks. Well, six topics are provided in our special session. The first three topics illustrate the relevant progress of IBN in ONAP. Among them, topic
Hi
one.
everyone. Could you share the second slide? The second slide, please.
So there will be the six topics we're going to talk about today. So the topic one concentrates on NLP-based intent translation to support the smart applications of 5G slicing. Topic two is presented by China Mobile and WIPRO, focusing on the overall roadmap of the exploration of intelligent slicing. In topic three, a general purpose intent framework will be introduced, providing the internal reference architecture and interaction with other ONAP components. And in part two, in topic four, Benjamin will show us the intelligent management of use cases with ONAP. Topic five is about the standardization activities of intent-based network in different international SDOs in recent years. And the last topic will cover the topics on the new progress of IBN academic research, focusing on the architecture, key technologies, potential use cases, and a demo of IBN will be shown based on the hardware platform. So, without further ado, let's welcome Dr. Dong Wan to give us today's first presentation.
Hello everyone. Thank you. Ryan, could you stop? Yes. Okay, I will share my screen now. Hello everyone. Thanks for attending our special session. I will give my presentation, the intent driving 5G slicing applications in ONAP, the development and the evolution. I'm Dong Wan from China Telecom. In my pre today's presentation, I will give four items in my presentation. First, I will give a one-page introduction about intent-based network. Then I will introduce our development, our requirement for 5.3 in Honolulu release. And then I will give overview of intent-driven smart slicing and two main ideas will be proposed. The first, I will talk about the gaps of intent evolution in ONAP and also our development proposal of intent-based network in Istanbul release. Last, I will give some key reference. The intent-based network is a self-driving network that uses decoupling network control logic and closed-loop orchestration techniques to automate application intents. IBN is an intelligent network which can automatically convert, verify, deploy, configure, and optimize itself to a self-target network state according to the intent of the operators, and can also automatically solve the abnormal events to ensure the network reliability. Here is a high-level framework of intent-based network. Two parts are in the frameworks. The left part is intent translation and activation. And in the red part is intent guaranteeing. In release 8, we finish the left part and we will apply to finish the red part in next release. I will give a demo and our development in the requirement for 5.3. The topic of the requirement 453 is smart operator intern translation in UUI based on intern-based network, release 8 5G slicing support. In this requirement, we a lightweight and high cohesion natural language processing function is proposed to add in the UUI project in order to translate the network operator, operation engineers, tests, and audio interns to the suitable slicing parameters quickly and decrease the manual configurations. This is an executive summary which we submitted on this requirement. The main idea of this requirement is we would like to use the natural language processing to translate the user's text and audio input to the slicing parameters. The target in release 8 is to translate from human inputs to the slicing parameters based on natural language processing in UI and then run the slicing based on the current E2E slicing use case. So we got the text and audio use natural language processing to get the slicing parameters. And then we add the parameters to the current E2E slicing in UUI, and then we can create a new slicing service based on the current E2E slicing. This is a screencast of the work we have done in release 8. In this relate in the 5G slicing management page in the menu, we add it has a general create the communication service create cone button, and we add a new button which is named Smart Create. If we add this button, we can get a form to input the slicing requirements by text and audio. This in the middle of the screen, it shows the text input, which we can input the general requirements of the slicing, and also we can if we use audio input, we can also input voice. But this part will be finished in today's work. We can give a demo to show the text input. After we input the text and we click the OK, then we can get the create communication service, which is the same with the current create of 5G slicing. 5G slicing. In this form, there are 8 parameters to input. We can see that based on our task, the service name is executive slicing service. The service name is input. And also we give the parameters as the number of user device is 15. Here we add 15. And also we give a test that show that both the upload and download requirements are at least 500 MB. So here it could be fill the two forms. The two items in the form, both the upload and download data rate. And also the latency we show is just a low latency. And in the system, we define low latency as 10 microsecond. So here it show 10 microsecond. Also the resource do not share. And the result is that non-shared resource. The mobility we give the input as flexed network, and the mobility is standard stationary. But the area that in the current E2E slicing, the area is set based on the address dictionary. Here we set a new address in Beijing, but in current work, we haven't finished the dictionary matching function in the UI server. So this work will be finished before M3 in 2015, this month. The UI architecture with IBM, with IBM model in Honolulu release is shown in this screen. We have added three parts in the UI. First is GUI. We use the current manuals. In server, we reuse the 5G slicing management, and we also in the package management page, we add a NLP module resource submenu. In server, we add an intern management module in the server part, and also a new microservice is created in UI, which is named NLP server. It concludes two parts, which are the NLP module and also NLP model. About the NLP algorithm side, we have surveyed three general, which are three most popular NLP algorithms, which are named BERT, ELMO, EJP2, and currently in our current work, we use BERT in this release. And the NLP module management scheme is shown in this screen. In the package management menu, we add a sub menu which named NLP model resource. In this screen, we have three functions. First is upload an NLP model, and also we can active if we have already uploaded multiple models, we can active one model. And then we can also delete a model which we won't need it. Here is a video demonstration. I will show in my video. Okay. So firstly, we input the types and click OK. And all the parameters are input. And then we click OK. This work have finished. And the package management page that we click start upload, we can upload a new model, and also we can also upload another model. Currently, we have three models. Then we can active anyone. We can click active. The third one we collect it is activated. And also we can delete one item if we don't need. So this is the work currently we have done in this release. Because release 8 haven't finished, so currently we can only demo those parts, and hopefully we can give online runtime demo in next meeting. With four functions. About the enhancement of this function set, the first one is to finish and enhance the audio to translate to text function, which we just finished the UI and the audio record in this release, and the translator release from audio to text, we may how to finish, we may have to done in next release about this function. Also the second enhancement is that to add four 5G slicing parameters. In current, these parameters which provided by E2E slicing team, this only have eight parameters. Actually in the 5G slicing, it really need more parameters which should be input by users. We may discuss with E2E slicing team and to add more, the general parameters with more parameters with the four rulers of these parameters in the script in about the 5G sizing parameters. The next also another one is we are need to generating a generic data set of four 5G sensors in all NAPs to support further AI applications. Actually, if we want to use AI machine learning models, we really need a data set. But currently, we don't have a generic data set. So this part will be added and enhanced in further release. Also, we can also add based on the Acumers API to add the training online function, and we can also support more NLP algorithms. Currently, we only use BERT, and in the further releases, we may based on Acumers to add multiple different algorithms, and the user can choose based on the requirements. And also, we would like to support other use cases in UI. Currently, E2E slicing is the largest use case. In a further release, we may also expect to support CCVPN and other use cases. The third part, I will give an overview of intent driving smart slicing. Actually, about intent-based network, currently, there are different models about intent-based network. We still have it haven't been defined about what's IBM. So in our work, we would give a minimal IBM model, which includes three parts. The first one is intent input and translation. In this part, we use natural language processing to translate from user's audio and text to the required parameters of slicing and other use case required parameters. And the second part, we named it as intent closed loop management. In this part, it will include two parts. The first is intent monitor and analyze. The other part is intent decision and performing. In the intent monitor and analyze, we can use the current the collected data to forecast the performance of the network. And then in the decision, we use it if the performance of network cannot support the current user's intent, we will reconfigure the network based on the policy. In this part, we can also select the policy with AI machine learning. The third part, we named it as intent verification. Actually, if we want to solve this function, we will need to use digital twins function. Digital twins. However, in ONAP and most of the current network operation systems, they still don't have the digital twins model. And this part may be done in the further words. After the digital twins function have been done. So we based on ONAP projects, the main name IBM model could be shown in this screen. First, the intent input and translation, we have done it in UUI and as a natural language processing. The second part, about the intent closed loop management, most of the work are done in DCAE, and we use AI to create the intent instant. And the intent can get from UUI in two ways. One is to we will add API from UUI to DCAE directly. Another way is we can provides an open API, which the use case can use our API and transfer the intern. After the intern decision the policy have guides, we just add the API to the use case to choose our policy and to update, reconfigure the network. About the intern verification, currently there are no projects in ONAP to support it. This page shows the current E2E slicing closed loop. In current E2E slicing verse, it have already finished closed loop function. Current work is that from the 5G net current the runtime 5G network to get the FM and PM data. The DCAE gets data and to collect the data and analyze. Then it will choose it will give a policy to do two words. The first is if it's required to change the slicing instance, it will require the OF. If it just needs to update the slicing parameter, it will require the policy to do those work and then activate it in SO, then in the controllers to control the network. It's the current E2E slicing closed loop. We can say that the closed loop most of based on the FM PM data and the current policy. In current work, it couldn't get the user's intern. So in our further release, we would like to support the E2E slicing closed loop based on this framework. Firstly, from UUI, which we have done that, we can get users intern, we can translate them into the parameters. And then those parameters could be got by use case or by our API directly. We can use the user's intern to create an intern instant in AI. Then we can, from AI, we can get a runtime data analysis in DCAE to monitor the current network data, including PM and FM. And the last part and the performing of this works, which based on the current 5G slicing closed loop. So in our work, in the first verse, we will need to intern instant create function in AI. Then in DCAE, we will have two functions. The first one is to add the upload the offline training machine learning model in DCAE. And also we will provide a analysis monitoring API of the intern monitor to the use case. The machine learning model will train based on the history data and the available policies. Currently, we use the offline training and then a further release, we can use Acumer's API to run to training on time online. Also, at DCAE configures after we finish the other parts to configure the network setting, include the APIs and choose the different machine learning models and other works would be done in SDC. This page will show the gaps of the further release to support IBN. In this page, I will give an introduction about digital twins. In digital twins, it's referred to the ability to clone a physical object into a software counterpart. The software's objective is termed a logical object. It will reflect all the important properties and chopsticks of the original object within a specific application's content. This is a definition of digital twins. This figure shows that first, in left side, we have a physical network, and in the right side, we will form a logical object, logic network, and we can simulation the network about all the parameters. So the requirements of digital twins actually there are most requirements. First, that all the neural service creation in the use case will need to verification before create to the new service. And also in our intern based networks, there are two parts, the intern translation result we need to verification, and also the intern closed loop management. If we update the network update the network configurations, we also need to verification that. So in ONAP, there are two solutions to solve this problem. The first one is to develop a digital twins project in ONAP, and also if possible, we can use the open third party platform. In release 8, based on the previous framework, we apply to give the intern monitor and the slicing KPI guaranteeing support in release 9, which we will create a new intern instance in AI, and then we will upload the machine learning model and add the NSS monitor API in DCAE to provide this API to support the closed loop E2E slicing. The DCA.
Sorry, Dr. Tongwan,
okay.
I'm afraid
okay.
I have to interrupt you since
okay,
we
okay,
have
I
to speed up a little.
Okay, I finish yeah. Soon, the last page. Okay, the SDC part, we will do it maybe in two release later after we finish the UUI AI and DCAE works in next release. Okay, the last page, I give some reference to HTTP standardizations. The first one is study of enable for network automation for 5G. The second one is intern driving management service in mobile networks. And also to survey papers, research papers about intern based network and intern driven network. Also, 3GPP CTSA will give a research report about the intern network. And last one is a paper about the digital twins in ITO context. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. So do we have any questions? You can feel free to unmute yourself and bring up some questions.
And hi, Miriam. Maybe it's better to leave all the questions after all the presenters finish their presentation, as I think we don't have plenty of time to finish all the topics.
Okay, yeah, great. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. So let's go straight to topic two. It's about intelligent slicing requirements and roadmap. So let's welcome Lin Meng and Swami. You can share your screen.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. And we will try to wrap it up within maybe 10 minutes. So it will go in two parts. The first part will be taken by me, and I will mainly introduce you the intelligent slicing roadmap and the overall status. And then Swami will take the remaining part by introducing you what we have done and what we are doing now. And so actually in the intelligent slicing is one of the scenario that we would like to focus more and dig into more in our use case, in which we would like to introduce some machine learning based algorithms and frameworks to support more accurate, more automatic and more label free and as well as the predictive actions for the whole life cycle management of a slice. So if you look into this picture, actually we split the overall roadmap to support the intelligent slicing into these four steps. And actually some of this are carried out in parallel. So firstly, we have to implement the basic life cycle management of a slice, including the words I write in green. And you can see that I keep the modification operations separately, as this is almost the most complicated operation within the slice life cycle management. And actually it has the mutual interaction with the supervisioning phase. The supervisioning result could trigger the modification. And the reporting mechanism, the fulfillment of the reporting mechanism could also be a very fundamental of the modification part and the supervisioning phase. So next page, this page depicts what we think that have closely have the close relation with the autonomous network slicing. So here we mainly list three areas that we think we could dig into more. So the first part is in the instantiation and reuse of the appropriate slice by introduce some self-learning mechanisms. And for the whole life cycle of a network slice instance, actually we think we could introduce some intent-based method to help with this. And I will also provide some potential areas that we think we could collaborate together in page 5. And another part is the closed loop automation, where we could introduce the machine learning based prediction, the root cause identification, as well as the self-adaption. So this page provide a general overview of what we have, what is ongoing with in ONAP with other use cases. As time is limited, I won't go into details with this page. So this page depicts the potential scenarios that we think we could collaborate with the IBM. And the left diagram is what we think the IBM framework is. It might be not very full, but just for your reference, and the right hand is the scenarios we listed that could combine with ONAP E2E network slicing use case. The first scenario is the NSI or the NSSI allocation that is triggered by the customer's intent or the sub-level intent. Scenario two is to do the NSI or the NSSI modification triggered by the customer intent or the sub-level intent. And scenario, okay, time time is up. Actually, this six scenario, we could talk offline and say how to introduce one by one by release by release. And this page depicts the three scenarios of our intelligent slicing roadmap. Some of the work are ongoing, and some of this, like the slice resource optimization, we basically provide some basic closed loop slice resource reconfiguration right now for the closed loop work. I will leave the remaining part for Swami to continue.
Yeah, thank you, Lynn. So I'll just try to wrap it up in a few minutes, like 3-4 minutes. So let me just give a brief overview in terms of where we are with respect to, the intelligent slicing, and then going forward with the collaboration for the intent-based networking. So maybe the next slide, Lynn, you can. Yeah, so we started off, one of the basic things that we need for any closed loop or intelligent slicing is to have the KPIs to be monitored. So for this purpose, we started off with the KPI monitoring. We introduced the KPI functionality, computation functionality, as part of the PM mapper microservice within DCIE, but it could not be completed in the Gwilym release. And post the Gwilym release, we also had further discussions together with the DCIE team. And now the roadmap is that the KPI computation will be done as part of a separate microservice, which is intended to be generic, as you will also see on the next slide. The intention is to have this service that can be leveraged also by other use cases, and not just the slicing use case. So anybody could give a request, and like we could have formulas which are configured by policy, and the data sources also being configurable. So the microservice itself will be generic. It can fetch the data from, for example, the WES message, the PM messages that are posted. It could use that, and it could also have like a complex, like a multi-stage processing. So one KPI could depend on the computed, another computed set of KPIs, right? So that could also be possible. That's the intention, and we have started this work in the Honolulu release. So the first version will be available in Honolulu, and we intend to bring, build upon it as we go forward in the future releases. So maybe the next slide. Like I said, right, so the data collection and the KPI computation part that you see on the left side, so that is, I would say, in progress, and we have made we have completed some work there. And then the second part is with respect to the data analysis. So in Gwilym, as of now, we have a very simple closed loop and based on an analysis that is done as part by the slice analysis microservice, which focuses mainly on the RAN slice subnet. It looks at a bunch of RAN performance data and then tries to determine the reconfigurations to be done in order to kind of follow the traffic patterns and make sure that the KPIs are adhered to. So that is there. And also we have implemented, like I will also explain that in the next couple of slides. We have also implemented a very simple AI-based model for the closed loop functionality. And we also want to make use of the non-OAM data, right? Not just the PM data, SM data that comes from the network, maybe configuration and other data, which would help to influence the closed loop action. So that is something that we have not yet started, but we intend to work on as we go forward. So I think this slide, I will not spend much time because I think Dong Wang had already shared the view on this. So in terms of closed loop, this just kind of summarizes what we have achieved so far and what we would like to evolve and how intent-based networks can play a role here. So like you can see here, right, the closed loop is it's a simple closed loop involving the RAN slice subnet alone. But one of the immediate enhancements that we may look at in the next release, like beyond H, is for the reconfiguration currently is determined by the slice analysis microservice itself. But the ideal way as we go forward for the long term would be to involve OOF so that we can leverage the optimization framework for the closed loop functionality, for determining the appropriate reconfigurations to be done. And like Dong Wang showed, it could also be further enhanced by having the intent-based inputs also for the determining what closed loop actions one has to take and then feed it to policy. So that is obviously an area that we would have to work together with the intent-based networking use case and evolve it further. The last slide, yeah. So this, if you see, it's almost same as the previous slide. The only change here is that the reconfigurations to be done are determined based on a machine learning model, which has been trained and onboarded onto DCAE offline. So this kind of fits very well with the intent-based networking framework that is being proposed. So if we can extend this framework to also kind of tie in with the intent, right, then it will be a very nice illustration or a working scenario where we could have like an intent-based network slicing in the form of an intelligent closed loop. We could start off with maybe one subdomain, maybe like a RAN or the core, and then finally evolve it to cover all the domains and from an end-to-end network slice point of view. So I think that's in summary what we have done and what are the plans for the upcoming releases. So all in all, I would say that we have the foundations implemented to some extent. I think some of the aspects require much more close collaboration, but some of the things will kind of fit nicely together with the intent-based network. Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Swami.
Thank you very much, Longling and Swami. Since we will save the Q&A session to the end of each part, if we still have some extra time left. So now let's just welcome Yao Guangwan to give us a presentation about intent framework and modeling.
Oh, okay. So, can you see my screen? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah. Okay. Hello, everyone. And I'm Yao Guang Wang from Huawei. And it's my pleasure to introduce this topic. Name is intent framework and intent modeling. So before that, this is the agenda for this topic. I will give a short background about this intent scenes in 3GPP and also in online grading release. And after that, I will introduce this intent framework reference architecture. What I want to say we use IBM intent-based network or intent-based network framework interchangeably. I think in our section, we may say the similar things. And after that, I will give in Honolulu release, what we want to present is a POC use case. And after that, I will give the roadmap about this topic. Okay, firstly, in 3GPP, there is a topic about intent-driven management service topic in 3GPP. And here is the specification number. And I will skip this because you can see in this specification, there have three levels about intent things. The first is intent communication service consumer. And another one is the intent CSP, means the communication service provider. Also, it has the third level is intent NOP, means the network operator level. So here is a very good picture to describe these three different levels of intent. So in OnLab, we were to show this one, intent CSP. So here is the picture. And if you want to go to the details about this thing, you can check this 3GPP specifications. And another thing is the intent technology was proposing to OnLab as the IBM POC in green release presented by China Telecom and Huawei. And we show a demo about this POC in green for a vertical industry use case. It is a smart warehouse measurement. And you can check these details in Greeny IBM POC. I want to summarize the POC here. We use the intent framework at different intent levels, the intent CSC and intent CSP level to do the intent measurement. And also after that intent execution, we use the in EMS and the run to configure the base stations. Here we are activated the wireless cells in two different base stations. Okay, so after that, you can say the warehouse management requirement can be met automatically by this intent technology here. So here is the background. If you are interested in this, you can check the search is IBM POC in Green Wiki page. And the important thing is, for the topic is we bring the intent framework in Honolulu as a POC requirement. Here's the number of this requirement. And you can say when we say the intent framework, it is a system that help to implement and operate in the networks. Okay, so you can see there are yellow rectangles here in picture. We revision the intent things as six submodules. In the design time, we use the intent design studio to design the intent schema and some intent knowledges. And in the runtime, we use the intent user interface to create the intent instance. After that, we can send this intent instance to the intent framework. So you can be used the intent interface to manage the intent and lifecycle management. So after that, the intent framework will handle the whole things about this intents. So there are four submodules here, intent management to manage the intent instance and also the intent schema. And the intent database to store these things like intent schema and intent instance here. And the intent translation to translate the user intent into the operations. Also, we use the solutions to help the user to implement intents. So after that, the intent decision and execution module will decide which operation or solution is good and also exit to the to satisfy the requirement, and it will send a request to the other online components or also to send the sub intent to another intent framework. And also you can say we use the online DCAE and online controllers here. That means when we say the intents, it will contain the user requirement and also the user targets. So something like key performance indicators, they will send the job control, performance management job to the management network and also to receive the data report to measurement whether the intent object is satisfied. So this is the whole picture of about these intent things. And in this talk, we are introduce this intent framework and also about the, how to model the intent for some specific intent, use cases. And also I want to say in Greening talk, we show that the intent framework and send the configuration management operation to on-lab controllers. And in this POC, we will show these parts to let the intent framework send the orchestration request to SO, on-lab SO. So here is the whole thing about this reference architecture. And in this picture, we summarize the describe this four functional blocks. We'll skip this because it is very easy to understand these things. And another important thing is we use the intent framework in this POC to demonstrate the use case. It is the intent-driven network provision. And we reference this use case from 3GPP. as I mentioned before. And you can see when we use the intent UI to send the implement intent request to the intent framework in the intent management where we receive this request. And it will send the intent translation to the intent translation module. This module will do the lexical and the grammar and analysis here. And also it will query some intent knowledge to help the translation. And after that, you will send this intent context. Here is the actions and also intent context, like the, some parameters here to about intent execution. You will send this request to the decision and execution module. And this module will optionally to query some decision policy info and also to do the make decision. And in this POC, we have two actions to implement this use case, network provision use case. One is to create the slice service, and another is to instantiate a service, which means 6A and 6B. So if the vendor or the operator choose to use a network slice, it will go to this part to create a slice request. So if not, if not use the network slice, it will go to send the service instantiation request. They will go to this part. And also it may failure because some resources are unsatisfied or aspiration failure happens. So you will notify the intent network and also to the intent UI. So if everything goes successfully, it will, the intent will complete successfully. And after that, even whether the intent instance is successful or failed, the users can query this intent using this API. And it will respond the intent ID and state. Also, its current operations in the create slice service or do the instantiate service. So this is the whole picture. And in this demo, we will demo this. In POC, we will demo the step one to step seven, and also 11 to the 13. So we don't have time, and we haven't completed all the steps. So I will show some API here, and the intent framework will provide these two interface. One is implement intent. So it's a post the UI here like this, and also it have two parameters. The one is immediate, and another is intent expression. So the immediate means when the intent framework is in this parameter is true, means the intent will store this intent and also to execute this intent. If this parameter is false, it will just store this intent instance. So another interface, the query intent, is where to respond the context or the information about this intent instance, about something like the state, the create time and expression, what are you giving, and also the fulfillment info, or also the operation list. That means the which solution in the intent framework choose. And also the intent framework consume other APIs provided by the ONAP component. Here is the service orchestrator, provide two interface. One is create slice service, or another is service instantiation here. So that is the interface. Here is our plans about the intent framework and modeling. In grading release way, and the China Telecom show a POC about vertical industry. And in Honolulu release, and we will to try to define this reference architecture and also the internal functional blocks here. And also to introduce the external interface to online, existing online components. And also we will demo this intent-preoccupied, intent-driven network provisioning use case. And after in the next release, we integrate introduce the intent user interface and also to integrate with the intent framework. Also, we will introduce the schema management and to introduce the another intent modeling with more use cases. So if you are interested in these things, you can access this link here. So I think that's all. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for your presentation, Mr. Wan. And now all the topics in the first part have been illustrated. So do we have any questions here? You can just turn on your microphone to bring it up. No? So if we have no questions, let's move on to the next topic. Well, next one is presented by Benjamin from Nokia about the intelligent management of use cases with ONAP. So Benjamin can start anytime if you are ready.
Yeah. Okay, can you see my screen?
Yes.
Okay, I think this is gonna be pretty quick. I set it for a 15 minute presentation. So I'm gonna be talking about the intelligent management use cases with ONAP. I've been working on ONAP since release 2 and I have worked with a lot of the various use cases and made a lot of presentations on use cases. I'm going to spend a little bit of time just going over the use cases and then a little bit about management of the use cases. And then I guess we're pushing the Q&As to the